Hear further from the word of the Lord, first in the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 35 about healing those who are maimed and lame. The wilderness and the arid place shall have joy for them, and the desert shall rejoice and flourish as the rose. Flourishing, it shall flourish and rejoice, yes, with rejoicing and singing aloud. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to her, the honor of Carmel and of Sharon. They shall see the glory of Yehovah, the honor of our God. Make firm the slack hands, and encourage ye the stumbling knees. Say ye to the hasty, be firm, fear not. Behold, your God will come for vengeance, for the recompense of God. He himself will come and will save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf opened up. Then the lame shall leap as the stag, and the tongue of the mute shall sing aloud. For waters shall split open in the wilderness, and brooks in the desert. And the scorched place shall be for a pond, and the thirsty place gurgling springs of water. And in the home of dragons where they lay down shall be grass for the reed and the bulrush. And a highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the Way of Holiness. The unclean shall not pass through it, but it is for them who are walking in the way, and even the stupid shall not go astray. A lion shall not be there, and a savage animal shall not go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of Yehovah shall return. They shall come to Zion with singing, with eternal gladness on their heads. They shall overtake joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee. We also read from the Gospel of Luke chapter 14, two parables that the Lord told before the parable of the first lesson. And he said a parable to those who were invited when he observed how they chose out the first places to recline, saying to them, "When thou art invited by anyone to a wedding, do not recline in the first places to recline, lest someone more honorable than thou be invited by him. And he who called thee and him coming shall say to thee, 'Give this man a place,' and then thou begin with shame to have the last place. But when thou art invited, go recline in the last place, that when he who invited thee comes, he may say to thee, 'Friend, go up higher.' Then thou shalt have glory before those who sit with thee. For everyone who exalts himself shall be humbled, and he who humbles himself shall be exalted." And he also said to him who invited him, "When you make a dinner or a supper, do not call your friends, nor your brothers, nor your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also invite you back and you be repaid. But when you make a reception, call the poor, the maimed, the lame, the blind, and you will be happy, for they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just." And when one of those who sat with him heard these things, he said to him, "Happy is he who eats bread in the kingdom of God." Finally, we read from the Heavenly Doctrine, from the book The New Jerusalem and Her Heavenly Doctrine, the chapter on merit. Doing good that is really good must be out of a love of good, thus for the sake of good. Those who are in that love are not willing to hear of merit, for they love doing and perceive satisfaction in it. And on the other hand, they are saddened if it is believed that what they do is for the sake of anything of themselves. This is almost like those who do good to their friends for the sake of friendship, to a brother for the sake of brotherhood, to wife and children for the sake of wife and children, to the country for the sake of the country, thus out of friendship and love. Those who think well also say and insist that they do not do good for the sake of themselves, but for the sake of others. the delight itself that is in the love of doing good without having recompense in view is the reward that remains forever, for heaven and eternal happiness are insinuated into that good by the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.